Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday. It's May 14th. It's 2018. And we're here to talk about the movement in the markets that are affected by the economy, Trump, jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit, spending, scams, shams, corruption, you name it, we cover it. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. Just email me. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary. Articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day. If you'd like to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button or call us at 888-422-5559. Press the consulting button if you do it for yourself or others, the subscribe button to get our notes, and our newsletter is coming back in about a month, actually less than a month. If you want a free complimentary month, no obligation, no credit card, leaders and laggards, that's what we're going to be doing. Buys and sells shorts and covers with entries and commentary and webcasts. Email me at GaryK.com or GKaltbaum at Kaltbaum.net. That's GaryK.com or GKaltbaum at Kaltbaum.net. A few things in no particular order. First off, Melania Trump, I guess she had a kidney surgery. They're saying it's not invasive. It's saying it's not bad. But she's going to be in the hospital for a week. Let me say this. They're lying. She's got something. And hopefully it's not bad, bad. Next. George Bush said, we're going to put the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. And didn't. Barack Obama said it and didn't. Well, Donald Trump did. I applaud him. Every now and then I speak to a clown or I get an email from a clown that has never been to Israel and does not understand the greatness of the people and that place. So I just ignore the heck out of them. The left, for some reason, you know how they've been calling Trump anti-Semitic? the left is the most anti-Semitic people I have ever met. Not everybody. You know who I'm talking about. The UN, anti-Semitic. I can go on and on. There are certain truths that the media, the left, refuse to tell. Man, woman, black, white, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, any race, creed, or color, sexual orientation, height, weight, color of eyes, you name it. Naturally, walk arm in arm and hand in hand in Israel. Pray next to each other in Israel. Israel, this sliver of land where a lot of bad happens to the north, the east, and the south. To the west is water. Is a miracle. As you drive up through Israel from the south to the north, and you go on highways, and you look around you, you see buildings, and on top of the buildings are Google and Microsoft and Intel and Facebook and Merck and Eli Lilly and all kinds of great companies, as Israel is one of the modern society built magnificence. Yet they get blamed for what? Leading their lives? They're not being blamed. The others are jealous. They can't stand the sight of success while others do nothing for their lot in life, as they have let terrorists and their own sleazy, slimy, and I use the term loosely, governments, destroy. It is sheer jealousy of this magnificent place. I've experienced it. I looked around. I spoke to many. The media and the rest suck when it comes to the coverage of Israel. Anyway, congratulations. And let me finish up this round with Hawaii. As you know, I've been to Hawaii, I think, 8, 9, 10 times now. I have been on the Big Island probably about 5 times. I have been to that beast that is now spewing lava many times. I have flown over it a couple of times. And we do know we have many listeners from Hawaii, and we are wishing you well. In case you do not know, that is a beast, and it's doing a lot of things it hasn't done in a while, and it may get worse before it's better. And unfortunately, it's already done some pretty darn good damage. In case you don't know, go look at a map of the Big Island and see where Kilauea is. And little towns are, a lot of them are feeling the brunt. Feeling the brunt. We always stay in Kona, or which is on the west coast, or just north of Kona, in a place called Waikoloa Village. That really doesn't feel the effects. But down southeast, Puna, and some of these other places where people live in, it is no fun right now. So we are wishing you all well. And we wish him the best, but Mother Nature, baby, can be a bad arse sometimes. So we just wanted to start the show with those three little tidbits, and to Melania Trump, wish the First Lady a big time well, and hopefully it's not anything to worry about. Now, hope you had a happy Mother's Day, moms. Up next, we will do the markets with the wrap and the movers and the news and whatever else blasts through this mind today. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
It's National Pet Week, the perfect time to congratulate the new winner of the prestigious Boostat Award. Dr. Cynthia Otto, founder of the University of Pennsylvania's Vet Working Dog Center, is the winner of the American Veterinary Medical Association's 2018 Boostat Companion Animal Veterinarian of the Year Award. Dr. Otto has demonstrated her passion for the human-animal bond.
Leo Boustad was such an amazing veterinarian, and he really saw that relationship between animals and people in a new way. And I feel very, very privileged to have received that award.
Researcher, leader, mentor, and trainer, Dr. Otto said she couldn't ask for a better career.
We came to the conclusion that it's good for the dogs to have this job, to have this physical activity, to have the connection with the handlers. That connection is the best manifestation of the human-animal bond.
And thanks to Merck Animal Health for their support of the human-animal bond. There's more on the Boostat Award and veterinary medicine at avma.org.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So I promised to get to the markets in a few. I get asked all the time about the elections this year. Well, let me just, I can only answer it this way. If the elections were held today, listen carefully. First off, there's no chance the socialists can win the Senate. There are 26 seats up for the socialists, only 9 for the Republicans. And I had some numbers on that. The margin of victory in states where socialists are up for re-election in November. Trump's margin of victory, you ready? West Virginia, he won by 42. North Dakota, 35. Montana, 20. Indiana, 19. Missouri, 18. Ohio, 8. He won Florida by a point. Anyway, so there's no chance for the Democrats on that. The House. All I keep hearing that is that the Democrats are a lock to win the House. I'm letting you know, if the election was held today, the Socialist Democrats would not be winning the House. And I don't think it would be close. And I must tell you, there is a reason why. They're socialists. And they're insane socialists. First off, how in whatever's name do they keep Nancy Pelosi around is beyond me. I do not know what pictures she has of other politicians that she will mail to the media if she does not get the head honcho, top dog, big cheese of her party. She's coming out daily to state, we're raising taxes when we win. I want you to think about that statement. You, the people, who just got a tax cut, whether it's $100 a month, $75 a month, $200 a month, $1,000 a month, she is telling you to go screw. I'm taking it back. You don't deserve it. We know you worked for it, but go screw. She's also telling every person that got a bonus from a company, a raise from a company, a job from a company, an investment from a company, the lowering of utility bills from a company, anything good from a company. Now, I don't know if she's a psychopath or not, because pretty much have to be to not realize you are hurting yourself in an election when you tell the people that they don't deserve to make the money they make, that they need to give you more. Yet, that's her mantra. But I have to go one further, because I was reading something today. In case you don't know, the communist state of Illinois, that was sarcasm, massive debts, massive deficits, massive unfunded liabilities, massive deficits on their pensions. They came out today and are proposing, in addition to current property taxes, by the way, this is in Chicago, that they would put on a special property assessment for the next 30 years to pay off or help pay off the debts they created. $250,000 home, an additional $2,500. $500,000 home, an additional $5,000. This is on top of the property taxes that are way up there already. $1 million home, $10,000. These people are insane. And they keep doing it because they keep getting reelected and they keep getting away with it. And I was reading something and I quote, the reasoning, new taxes wouldn't affect people thinking of moving to Illinois. While they would have to pay higher property taxes, that would be offset by not having to pay as much for their new homes. In addition, current homeowners would not be able to avoid the new tax by selling their homes and moving because home prices should reflect the new tax burden quickly. They're expecting your home value to go down based on these taxes. These people are sick in the mind that are running Chicago politics. You ever watch One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? One of my favorite movies, Jack Nicholson. I'll bet a buck. I'll bet a buck. One of the great scenes with Danny DeVito, Jack Nicholson, and the rest around the table playing poker. Go watch it. Those are your Chicago politicians. Run amok. I don't even know what to say. It's so moronic. You know, we've quoted a lot of moronic things here throughout the years. Them people taking the cake. So we're just letting you know, we think the Republicans are keeping both. That the Prez will not have to worry about Speaker Pelosi or impeachment or any of that crap. Now, that's as of today. Remember, the fix is in, so I suspect this Mueller guy is going to come up with something probably 60 days before the election. He doesn't want to get it too close. And he'll file something, some BS, because the fix is in. Anyway, just wanted to let you know my thoughts about what I am seeing in the political world of them trying to rape you and scrape you of your money. By the way, rape can be used for your wallets, so don't email me and say, you said rape. I'll take it back. They'll steal from you. They'll thieve you. How's that? To be politically correct. All right, up next, as promised, full market wrap. Got a few things to tell you. Movers of the day, whatever else today. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
In today's finance update, we look at binary options fraud and how the CFTC is protecting consumers. Dan Rutherford, Deputy Director, CFTC, on what consumers might face.
There are a lot of companies out there that create phony trading websites. They make tremendous promises. They have very aggressive salespeople. And really what they do is they try to pull you in, get your credit card information, and just start charging you up.
Watch videos of fraud victims and verify if brokers and companies are registered at SmartCheck.com. Check.gov. Now to retirement. A new study by the IALC shows access to retirement plans depends on industry and business size. Jim Pullman, Executive Director, IALC.
A lot of those people working for smaller businesses don't necessarily have access to retirement plans because their businesses aren't really putting them out there and offering those up for employees.
Outside of employers, fixed indexed annuities offer retirement savings and a lifetime income stream. More retirement tips at FIAinsights.org.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Business.
Biz Talk Radio. Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thank you for being with us today. Hope you are having a good day. As promised, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to today on today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. And if you think I'm nice, Jim is offering 2 free months, no obligation, no credit cards for his newsletter. No, really, 2 free months, and this is the last week to get the 2 free months. Email him at jim@ricksindex.com. jim@ricksindex.com. That's RIXINDEX.com to get it. Dow up 68, S&P up 2, NASDAQ 8, NASDAQ 111, SOX up 17. I'll explain in a second. Small caps, mid caps down, transports down 50, advanced declines were down 15, 17, 14, 16. What else do I got for you? All right, let's just tidbits. Semiconductor strong. The story goes that Trump is helping out with China, that potentially helps semiconductors. I don't know. All I can tell you is, even though they were up 17 today, they are so extended from this little recent move off the lows. So Lam Research today hit 210, finished at 204. Some of that's going on. So I expect and suspect that it's going to settle down in here and start pulling back some, which, by the way, would be as normal can be. Financials, not much going on there today. Nothing to really report. Oil refiners strong. A bunch of oils were strong, but they came back towards the end of the day. But oil prices keep going up. I expect 290 around the United States on average, if not more. And as I have told you, and I've read this in 3 different places, so you never know exact numbers, but it is said over a year's time, a 10-cent hike in gas prices is $10 billion extra dollars out of the consumer. And of course, we've had a good, 30, 40, 50 cents? So it is meaningful if gas prices stay up or go even higher. And something to watch very, very closely. As I have told you, I'm not as worried about the interest rates because we're at 2.995 on the 10-year. Whoopee-doo. Japan is still negative. Europe is still negative. Both are printing money. We're at a measly 1.5%. It's still easy money around the globe, regardless of what they tell you. And I must tell you, I keep headlines of newspapers. I was just reading. I just was looking at the other day, Wednesday, February 7th of this year. World is bracing as era of easy money is ending. Bullcrap. How about February 2018? Austerity era comes to an end. That's about our budget that is now in dollar deficit. By the way, that's the New York Times and bull crap. And how about February 10th, the same one, and this is looks like the Washington Bureau of AP. Bipartisan fix ends budget crisis. Talk about morons writing in our newspapers. We have a $1 trillion deficit this coming year. but the bipartisan fix ends the budget crisis. These are people that are telling you what's going on, and they don't have a clue. Back to the markets. A few things stuck out in leaderboard land. Red Hat down 7, ServiceNow down 5, Adobe down 3.5, Salesforce.com down 3. So some of this extended stuff of the last week pulling back, I don't see much wrong with that, but is always something to watch, okay? Other things are pulling back just ever so slightly, which is meaningless. Amazon, Apple, little minor league pullbacks of non-consequence. That ain't going to matter too much. And that's about it. Of note, I think Home Depot reports tomorrow. We'll see what happens. In the Dow today, United Health. Remember when Trump announced that thing last week on healthcare? It wasn't as bad as he said he was going to do. So the managed care and the biotechs and drugs got a better couple of days. So United Health was 460 today in the Dow. That helped the Dow today. And just not much else going on in the Dow. Let's see. Boeing was up 2. Travelers down 1. Walmart up 1. But that's a dead stock right now. And not much else to report except to say, from this little move off the lows, markets are short-term stretched, short-term extended, short-term overbought, and could pull back, due to pull back. Doesn't mean they have to pull back. You got that? If I had the market to do my bidding, I would love to see pullbacks. I like stair steps. I don't like crazy moves up or down. Tesla down 9 today. You know, I was going over their financials this week, and I spent about 20 minutes just to look. Man, I don't know how that's... Well, I do know how this stock is at 290. Big short position, and they're cool. But I'm telling you, if they sold steel pipes, I think it would be $50, not 290. And I mean that. But sometimes the type of company does the trick, and hopefully they get it right. But I suspect in the weeks ahead they're going to raise a ton of money in a secondary or another bond deal, which they're not going to get it so good like the last time. Movers of the day. Not a lot on the upside. ICU Medical's a 5, 4 more. Alibaba, acting better and back up near the tips. Old highs. SolarEdge, new high on that one. The solar stock's acting pretty decent here. China Lodging is up 3, but I hear it's down like 15 the aftermarket. Ligand Pharmaceuticals, 2 or more. A-Biomed, Illumina, Baidu, was up 2, but was up 8 at one time. That's what I mean by getting extended and pulling back. Magna International, Netflix. Netflix acting very nice and tight up here. IPG Photonics, that is it for 2 or more. On the upside today, believe it or not. On the downside, I bet you there was more. Red Hat, as mentioned, down 7. Proto Labs, you know what I love about my computer? Oh, you can't think of anything either? Proto Labs 5, ServiceNow 5s, EPAM systems, we're in the 4s. Splunk. These have all been strong stocks. Domino's Pizza, 3 or more. Adobe, Salesforce.com, 2 or more. Inogen, Medifast, Atlassian, symbol team. Palo Alto Networks, Intuitive Surgical, DXC Technology, Ultimate Software, and that's really it. How's that? Quite the non-moving day today. And I have to say, that's okay after a move up. Don't mind that in the least. After move up to settle down, rest, that's cool. Now, if I'm able to tell you this is breaking down, that is breaking down, that's breaking support, but not. And in fact, we believe any pullback here, based on last week, will be controlled and will be rotational and has zero chance of going back to the recent lows. That's how decent last week's move was. And if anything changes, we'll let you know. Up next, more of this, that, and the other thing. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
By the way, on a side note, the Supreme Court did something today on gambling, and I guess it goes to the states whether you can gamble on sports and stuff like that. I think that's what it is. And I heard some people say, oh, it's a big win for the consumer. Oh, my goodness gracious. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know, gamblers lose. Do you know why they lose? Because every time you gamble, you listening? Unless you are straight up against a buddy on a game with no VIG, unless it's that, the odds are against you. You bet a basketball game, there's a line. But when you lose to your bookie, you pay him a certain percentage. That ensures you have to win more than 50% of the games, or you lose. Every game at a casino has an edge. And the one place that you get the edge, and that's playing the banker on Baccarat, you have to pay a commission when you win. You lose the edge. Every time you roll the dice, every time you play a game of blackjack, and then the crazy, I mean, if you play Keno and some of these weird table games, the five-card stun, whatever, where the odds against you are so big, gamblers lose. How the hell do you think they pay for those casinos? Seriously. So all of a sudden it's a win. And of course, the biggest scam in the history of the world. And I mean that. I'm not making this up. Bigger than the emails from Nigeria that you get is the lottery. There's no biggest scam out there. And the advertisements are such scams, it's not even funny. You never know. Look at the excitement. Ooh, scratch the ticket off with your family. Ooh, the big winner. They don't tell you. They literally don't tell you that you have better odds of being hit by lightning 15 times at the same spot in the same day the next 15 days than winning these lotteries. Those scratch-offs, do you know how many tickets they put out for each game? Several trillion. It's a scam. All to raise money for governments that can't keep their books balanced. So I'm just letting you know, gamblers lose. Do you know which lucky gamblers win? Because you can win over a short period of time. You can never win over a long period of time It's impossible. The winners are the ones that recognize you're up and get the heck out of there. Those are the winners. I'm a pretty darn good gambler because I manage the money well there. And I get out when I'm winning. Just letting you know. Another beautiful move today. Yay, more game. I remember in Florida, we were never going to have casinos. It's like casinos everywhere. Casino here, casino there, casino everywhere. Why? Got to raise money, taxes. Why do you think marijuana is legal now in so many places? Taxes. Why do you think that some of these idiots want to legalize all the drugs? Money, taxes. They're insane. We're living in insanity. And as you know, my favorite line, they want to make it illegal to have salt or extra salt in restaurants or big sodas, but you can go smoke a doobie. That's legal. It's amazing to watch. And as Mr. Logic here, it's amazing how many other people are not logical. Of course, you know who's been wanting marijuana being legalized. People make Doritos and macaroni and cheese. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. All right, so non-event on the markets. My best guess, we'll settle down a little bit in here. Actually, I'm actually hoping it settles down a little bit in here. And we're in the meat of resistance, by the way. Normal to sit back, kick back. Already starting to see a few extended things pulling back now. But I have no complaints. Notice the Russell 2000 actually got to the old highs. Pulled back a little bit today, but no biggie. My main stance, though, is any pullback has no chance of going back to the lows. I would suspect any pullback on the Dow would just take you back to 24.5 at most, which is what? 1.6%? Any pullback on the S&P, and not saying you're going to get one, yeah, pull you back to maybe 2680, 2690. On the NASDAQ, 7325. So again, that move last week was pretty darn good and decent enough to tell me that there will not be a revisit now, that selling would really have to start to come on to set things up to go lower. And let's hope the higher prices continue. It just may be taking some time. And as always, if anything changes, we'll let you know. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio.